That's me back from South by Southwest Music. Do you want to know what you missed? Let's rock. Yes, we'll fade that down and bring in Gloria Cycles. More on this after they're religious.
Do I love you? Now there's a thing. I'll try to explain it. Everything that I seem to do seems to be for you. But I don't mind. 'Cause I need you in my life. I don't mind that much. I need to tell you this.
Frightened Rabbit are next. Jet lag is kicking in. That was Gloria Cycles, and I've now spoiled their surprise in the rest of the show. Religious there from Gloria Cycles. It's their latest single. It's off their album Campsite Discotheque, which is absolutely fantastic. Based out of Brighton, you have to go all the way over to Austin, Texas to meet such cracking sound band as that. Lovely story, by the way. Got the album, and they said, look, we've got vinyl as well. And I'm like, vinyl, yeah. They've actually done up their singles in 7 inches with some absolutely glorious artwork, coloured plastic, wonderful center labels. Do they have a name? Center labels? In any case, great. I mean, I'm looking at them and going, these are absolutely gorgeous. But you know what? I'm in carry-on only. If I put these in my suitcase, they're going to break. Being South by Southwest, I turned round and there's somebody else I know, CC Chapman. You all know CC from Accident Hash and various other podcasts. Like, look, CC does marketing and music. You need to give him the vinyl. And they're like, really? Okay. Here you go, mate. And Look, lovely marketing, which is what you need, a bit of fun and excitement. Brilliant sounding band. Let's see, they've been on various stuff. They've managed to get the soundtrack on the Skinned TV series in the BBC. They've got had great stuff with the song Wonderbus, which is on the B-side of their single Vegas No Zeros. That is Gloria Cycles. You'll find them at www.gloriacycles.co.uk. And as always, all these bands, if you like them, email them and tell them. If you really like them, go and buy them, digital download, order off the website, whatever. Support the bands, do the music. Absolutely fantastic, virtuous circle. Right, how are you all doing? Yes, back from South by Southwest Music. Got a couple of shows lined up, actually. Some great music that I've found. Some new bands, Glory Cycles, new band to me. Some old favourites. We're going to hear at least two of them in this show. And bands that I've always wanted to see, finally getting a chance to see them live. Some obscure punk rock, heavy metal rock and roll band called Motorhead, for example. Oh, thank you, Stubbs. But before that, I'm not going to play Motorhead on here. I would love to, but I can't. I'm going to play Frightened Rabbit instead, which I kind of gave away at the top. Frightened Rabbit are set up by two brothers out of Glasgow, and in their words, they record in bedrooms, cupboards, and kitchens, playing live shows all over. They took the band out for their third or fourth album, I think, now, heading out to South by Southwest. I think this is their fourth or fifth time that they've been there. I've been there since 2007, 7, 8, 9, so that would be the fourth time. This is Nothing Like You, Frightened Rabbit.
Thank you.
Hey, Frightened Rabbit there. If you're a fan of them, you can head and become, in their words, the Frabbit member. There you go. Lovely band as well. Great meeting them at the bottom of the escalators in the hall in South by Southwest. Absolute maze of a place. Stupid number of delegates. 15,000 for the interactive show. 14,000 for the music. I don't know if that includes wristbands as well. So I still think music was bigger. Another 10,000 for wristbands. You got 24,000. 12,000 for the music festival as well. Whole bundle of friends, new and old, as I said. And the place, I mean, I've been at Edinburgh Festival, and you guys would know, I've podcasted for 5 years, and the fact that you squeeze a comedy stage in absolutely everywhere is typical to Edinburgh. Austin is like that, but with music. Wherever you turn, there's another bar, you've squeezed in a stage, they've managed to get a stack of Marshall amplifiers in, and you know, and then you have bands come in and go, well, we need space for the kazoo player and the electric organ, and we need space for the oompa band in the middle of this street. It's just absolute musical chaos and fantastic and wonderful. And all the stuff that you like from bands that you've either never heard of or want to find, like just getting up, enjoying playing music and getting it out there. And hopefully finding fans and finding the super fans and getting enough of an income stream to live off. Because that's what it's all about, getting paid for doing what you love. Now, someone who, strange love, gets paid for what she loves is Rachel Sage, someone who I met last year at the Edinburgh Festival. Rachel, of course, wins the award for most awkward interview ever until I realised that she'd never tasted Cadbury's Bourneville chocolate, in which case, straight to the newsagents and keep the mic live on. But irrespective of that, quirky is definitely a word that would describe her. About fantastic singer-songwriter as well. She's got homegrown success. She was in the soundtrack for the Fame film, so there's at least something good going for the recent remake of Fame. The new album, Delancey Street, comes out at the end of April. I'm pretty sure we'll have a preview of that when it comes round as well. But right now, her recent single is going to be coming up here as well. This is Too Many Women, a fantastic singer-songwriter, great pianist. This is just music distilled into sheer wonderfulness. Rachel Sage, Too Many Women.
Too many women in this big black room. With the same perfume. Too many women, but not enough of you. Too many prisoners in this sinking ship. Too many ribbons at your fingertip. Too many reasons for me to be blue, but not enough of you. big black room. Too many people with the same perfume. Too many women, but not enough of you.
Let's just keep it going. This is Take a Hike from the cuddly sounding Thunder Power. You are not what you would expect. Enjoy.
Why don't you just leave me alone? I was doing fine when I was on my own. Not afraid. Got no room to play. Baby, why don't you take a hike?
Thunder Power. Met him on the balcony at Southwest Southwest and said, look, where did you get the name from? Why aren't you all in Kiss Makeup and Guitars and everything? He said, well, you know, the original two members of the band kind of joked, oh, why don't we call ourselves Thunder Power? And it stuck. But the two original members of the band are no longer with the band. So whoever left, they've just kept Thunder Power because it has that, we are Thunder Power, watch us and enjoy lovely cuddly songs from Omaha, Nebraska that are signed to a record label in England, in I can't remember what it is now. It's one of the most obscure. It's not Basingstoke. It's is it Hereford? Is it Huntingdon? They're signed to a really small label. And the point here is they're signed to a small label for the UK. They can sign to another small label in the US. They have all the stuff on the website, as all of these bands do, just to get out and get the music done. You know, 1,000 super fans, that's enough to make a band an ongoing concern. That's all you need from the internet. Obviously, more is better. But to start off with, you just need a good, strong core of fans and get the word out. And this is why I love doing this show, because it gets word out in so many new bands, gives you a huge variety of days. I know it says rock show at the top, but it's more a case of what sort of a mood am I in today. I mean, as you've heard from the music, we're kind of up and down and all over the shop. And I'm blaming jet lag. You know, it's like, I need something nice and slow. Now I need something fast and powerful. Now I need something that reminds me of Debbie Harry and Blondie from the 70s, but with sort of human lead electro pop twist, bringing it right up to date in the 21st century. And thankfully, we have that coming up next. Finally off to close the show, Angry versus the Bear. Bumped into them last year at South by Southwest. The last year has been an absolute riot for them, building up huge support in the south of England and around the London area, and pushing themselves further and further north each time they go out and tour, getting more and more fans. They are hitting Edinburgh, Glasgow at the start of April, but they've got gigs at London. They've got a homecoming gig coming up on the 28th in London at the Hawks and Pony, and just a fantastic, fresh, clean, but kind of retro sound as well. No compromises, all music. This, from Angry versus the Bear, is Show Emotion. It does sound like a cop show from the early 80s, doesn't it? Angry versus the Bears show emotion. How they got their hair to all the joys of the aircraft for the amount of hairspray and height they are. I mean, I'm talking back combing that would make Dusty Springfield look like a skinhead. I mean, just a fantastic look, guys. And girls, Mitzi, lead singer there, of course, does most of the work in heralding the boys through customs and stuff like that. Right then, okay, so that's your South by Southwest retrospective, but I'm not finished, because I'm going to have another retrospective. We're going to have a retrospective of the retrospective. More bands that I found at South by Southwest, more great unsigned music, more stuff that's just undiscovered or underappreciated. We're all going to be carrying on in the rock show over the next couple of weeks and months. And hey, we're coming up to the 5-year anniversary, so over the 5 years as well. But for now, thank you very much for listening. It is always a pleasure to have you on board. I'm Ewan Spence. We'll see you on the next show, assuming that I get over the jet lag. Ta-ra.
TPN Rock is copyright Ewan Spence and the Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock